Hello.
Hi, this is Force McGee. How are you, Adriana?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. My assistant, Sid, just passed me your information and wanted me to reach out and see what's going on and how we can help.
I'm trying to list my property. That's it. I'm just trying to list my property, get rid of my property.
Okay, perfect. Well, we can definitely get that done with you. So, you want to give me a few details about what's going on, or what exactly, or what kind of time frame are you looking to get this all done in?
I'm hoping like within like 6 months, to have the property sold, or at least listed. That's the time frame. 6 months.
Okay, so. You don't want to list today, you want to, or next week, you want to get through the holidays, is that what you're saying? Or
we could list it, but I feel like it needs upgrades, so, like, if I could just get pointers on, like, what, I think it needs, like, carpet, new carpet for sure, and, like, maybe paint, some more paint, so high, I guess higher the value, the perceived value of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a prestigious neighborhood, so, like, I'm confident that it can sell. I just want to break even at the very least. Like, I don't care about extra profit or anything like that. I just bought the house. I'm sure there's not much I can get for it anyway, aside from me breaking even. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So... Since you're talking about breaking even, what do you owe on the property?
$289,000,
$290,000. Okay, and you bought it in April. And you say it needs some flooring and stuff. Can you kind of elaborate on that, or you think it needs some flooring?
Yes, to me. In one of the bedrooms, it's mandatory. So they had a bookshelf in one of the rooms. Took up a lot of space. We knocked the bookshelf down.
Mm-hmm.
And on that part of the flooring, it's like literally missing two patches of carpet. So it's going to need that room definitely needs it. Aside from that, the carpet texture, for me, I don't know about anybody else, but it's not, that's not, it's giving real crunchy. I don't like that. If I would have seen the house before I bought it, I wouldn't have bought it.
Oh, you bought this house sight unseen?
I bought it remotely, yes, while I was stationed in Japan. I had some people look into it. Now that I look at it, like, going back, I had the people who I had viewing the house, they don't know shit about nothing. I don't know why I had them in there viewing my house anyway for me. Mm-hmm. If I could go back, definitely not. I definitely wouldn't have even bought the house. That's why I'm looking more forward to breaking even, more so than getting any profit out of it.
Uh-huh.
So that's as far as flooring. That's how one of the rooms definitely requires it. But for me, I would think a person would want different carpeting.
Right. And forgive me if I ask any questions that seem personal. I'm just trying to gather facts, okay? Do you have the financial ability to do the improvements before you sell?
I'm going to get around to it. Yes. I mean, I can. So I had an apartment in Norfolk in November. I'm getting rid of the apartment because I wasn't doing the drive every day. I was going home on weekends. But with me getting rid of my apartment, it frees up about $900 a month, which I think I could use better to improve the house quickly.
Uh-huh.
So I will have the financial capabilities
okay.
soon.
It sounds like you're in a situation you didn't think you were getting into.
No, I didn't. I made a mistake, and now I'm trying to figure out how to right the wrong without putting myself in a pickle.
I understand. What branch of service are you in?
The Navy.
Navy. Well, happy Veterans Day.
Thanks.
Welcome. Okay, all these things, as you say, I mean, I can very easily help you navigate and take care of. And so I also do some house renovations as well. is how you found us is through, you know, one of those websites that we put out there. So what the next step is for me to come out there and get a good look at everything and, you know, meet with you, make sure that you like me and you know, you feel like, you know, I'm the solution that, you know, you want. And I can give you some pointers and just let you know, what I feel, you know, could be done to get, you know, the maximum value out of your property. I'm not that guy that says you need to spend $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 on your house. I do this for a living where, you know, we just get properties where they look good and then we resell them. So I know how to do it on a budget. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not trying to spend your money. I'm just trying to, you know, get you, you know, break even, maybe a couple of bucks in your pocket and you can move on to, you know, decisions that you have time to make comfortably and are good ones or better than this. Okay. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. When can I meet you out there?
When are you free? I'll have to coordinate with my job, of course, but I'm sure they know my situation and they're looking forward to getting me out of it. So
okay.
Whenever you're free.
I'm available this afternoon since it's Veterans Day. My team's not here, so I'm kind of free this afternoon to roll out there. I'm familiar with Louisa. I live in Hanover in the rural area too, so it's not far. Where our office is in Ashland, we're in the right part of town to make it happen. Are you working today or are you off?
I'm actually in Norfolk right now.
What about tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday or Thursday afternoon?
What time tomorrow?
Tomorrow I could do 1.
Okay. Okay, and then give me like another date just
Wednesday,
in case that one.
Wednesday I can do 12 to 3.
Okay. Okay. Okay, cool. One of those days should definitely work. Tomorrow, with it being so close to, you know, like we didn't have to go to work today, so tomorrow with me letting them know, hey, I'll be, that could be a little close for them.
Understood.
Actually, let's do after the 15th.
So after the 15th, you said?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up my.
The 15th is Friday.
Okay.
Saturday, I'll be out. Sunday, I'm available. That would be the
7th. Okay. Yeah, we can do the 17th for sure.
You like morning or afternoon appointments?
Whichever one you want to do. I'll be free completely that day, and I'll be down there.
Okay. Let's do a 1 p.m. appointment.
Okay. That works for me. Also, just so you know, I have people living there. They're moving out in February, so they're dirty too. So the clutter and stuff, that's not going to be there. They're not going to be there after February.
Okay. Leaving in February. Leaving in January or February?
February. They're February 1st.
February 1st, it'll be vacant. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it'll just be you living there after February.
Right. I'll be driving back and forth every day, so it'll just be me. It should be a lot better.
Okay. All right. So this Sunday, the 17th at 1 p.m., and what I'll do is I'm going to send you a calendar invite so we're both on the same page, and your best email is adrijhnsn@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now as soon as I hang up with you, and then just confirm it so it gets put on your calendar, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I am pronouncing your name correctly as Adriana?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I look forward to working with you and getting this stressful situation behind you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day. Thank you.
You as well.
Bye-bye.